See this thing where Donald Trump wants to paint the planes with the word China on the side and start a war between China and Russia? Bad idea, Jimmy Fallon said. Then Trump said he would stop Russian tanks by painting a tunnel on the side of a mountain so they slam into it. Meep, meep. Seth Meyers, he definitely gets his ideas from cartoons. I mean, this is a slightly stupider version of Bugs Bunny dressing up as a sexy lady to distract Elmer Fudd. Seth, finally a way to bring stability to the world, a war between Russia and China. Fallon, so if you're wondering what Trump has been up to lately, the answer is huffing glue, Fallon. These are the types of ideas you come up with after you stare at the sun too long. Fallon, meanwhile, here in the U.S., a convoy of truckers spent the last few days surfing the Capitol Beltway outside D.C. to protest COVID restrictions. Yep, the truckers waited until all the mandates were lifted and gas hit $5 a gallon. Trevor, it's a horrible time to be driving as you protest because now they're praying the cops will tow them away just to save on gas. This is sad. American truckers were trying to block traffic, but D.C. already has so much traffic that nobody noticed. Let's be honest, a protest isn't much good if it's too subtle for people to know it's a protest. Yeah, it's like if Rosa Parks bravely decided to sit in the middle of the bus, it just wouldn't be the same. Stephen Colbert said, yeah, gas is at an all-time high, but clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla. Fox 4 KC caught up with Yakov Smirnov. Smirnov emigrated from Ukraine, then part of the Soviet Union in the 1970s. He became an American citizen in the 1980s. Here in the States now, he's desperately trying to help friends and family escape. He said they went to Lviv, which is West Ukraine, and then were able to take the train to Krakow. That took 4 days. They've been figuring out how to do it with two kids. His wife spends all day on the phone helping friends try to survive and keep their spirits high while they live in basements. She prays with them, helps them financially in any way she can, and tries to help direct people heading toward the border. Olivia Smirnov said, my friend said today, I wash my hair and my friends bring me bread, and she cried, and she's been appreciative for this. We forget to be appreciative for bread, for water, what we have. Yakov said, Olivia is doing it because her heart is so big. They were able to help her mother, sister, and children get over the border, but they have some family who decided to stay. Yakov said, there's a realization that you may not talk to them ever again, and I know so many people who are going to bed that are outside, not sure if they're going to be able to connect with them again. Yakov reminds us to remember the Ukrainian children. They're helpless. Adults will figure it out somehow, but children don't have that capacity. I'm leading off with this. I know this is not fun, but this Ukrainian story, I watch the news every night. This has been really bothering me, watching people with bombed out homes, watching children figure out where to go next. Smirnov hopes that people can make donations to Convoy of Hope to help refugees as they come across the border. The organization's working in 6 countries on the border of Ukraine to give food, water, shelter, hygiene kits, and medicinal supplies to the refugees. I'll put a link to Convoy of Hope in the show notes. I also posted on the Daily Comedy News Facebook page a funny routine by British comedian Munya Chawawa. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Munya mocks the racist undertones of news networks covering the tragedy in Ukraine. He does it in a funny way, but basically the point of the joke is the loaded use of words like civilized to describe Ukrainian refugees as opposed to, say, Syrian refugees. All right, let's do some fun now. About 5 seconds after I recorded yesterday's podcast, I saw this one. Chris Rock and Kevin Hart are teaming up for a brief run of co-headlining dates this July. The Rock Hart Only Headliners Allowed tour consists of 5 shows taking place in New York and New Jersey, including a July 23rd date at Madison Square Garden and July 25th at Brooklyn's Barclays Center. That's where the Nets play. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Rock and Hart are touring separately this summer. But for this joint show, Kevin Hart said, when Chris and I realized we were both going to be on tour this year, we immediately knew we needed to do something special. We've been friends and mentors to each other for 20 years, but we've never shared a headlining stage together until now. I cannot think of a better way to celebrate the return of live comedy than to co-headline a show with my brother Chris Rock. This is a major moment in comedy and one for the history books. Here is my advice to Kevin Hart. Go first. I've seen a lot of live shows. The 2 best acts I've seen live, number 1, Jerry Seinfeld at his peak, number 2, Chris Rock, and it was close. I've seen since Jerry, and I think Jerry's lost a little off his fastball. Chris Rock, you don't want to follow Chris Rock right now. There's also the style of the comedy. Kevin, you know, has a good time, he's storytelling, it's a bit stylized. Chris Rock's got something to say, and he's really good. You do not want to follow Chris Rock. Could Dave Chappelle follow Chris Rock right now? I would say no because of Dave's pacing. I think if he went after Chris, Dave's pacing make Dave's performance look slow compared to what Chris brings? Could Louis C.K. follow Chris Rock? I think Louis C.K.'s over-the-top cringe humor wouldn't follow Chris Rock well. Don't follow Chris Rock. Kevin Hart, listening? Go first. Leave your ego home. Go first. From Laugh Button, trailer for the new Mikey Day-hosted Netflix game show Is It Cake is out. Is It Cake debuts March 18th. What's Is It Cake about? On the show, celebrity contestants have to figure out if an object is an actual object or cake. At the end of the show, the baker that most successfully fools the panelists walks home with cash. If it sounds familiar, it's because it started as a meme. That sounds like fun. And speaking of Saturday Night Live, Kenan Thompson has now appeared in 1,500 sketches. So if you'd like to support the show, it's Wednesday. On Wednesday, I go to trivia, hang out with my friend Glenn. We finished in third place last week. And if you'd like to buy Glenn 5/7 of a beer, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can make a donation of any amount. The suggested amount is $5. There is an option now to buy Glenn a full beer. That'll run you $7. But if you take the $5 option, I will take your $5. I'll put it towards the tab, and Glenn will get 5/7 of a beer as we play trivia tonight. buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Saw this one from opencanada.org. It's about an Arab comedy troupe in Montreal. The comedian Elias Sadney. He talked about the first time he got up on stage. His joke, I will tell you a secret you need to keep to yourselves. We had presidential elections in Syria during COVID-19. The audience cracked up. Elias says, I wasn't sure if they were laughing at the fact that I was telling a secret on stage to 50 people or because Syria had presidential elections. It was an open mic event. I was supposed to go watch with a friend who canceled at the last minute. I'm so glad I went nevertheless. It started with an MC making jokes in Arabic for a mostly Arab audience, laughing with no censorship but jokes that touch upon some of the taboos of our embattled religion in a very smart, naughty, and elegant way. I learned later that his name was Eli and that he was a Lebanese filmmaker. We talked about COVID-19, racism in Canada, politics in the Arab world, the immigration experience, sex and dating, death, motherhood, and social media. We spoke about everything that concerns us, and the people watching were either triggered or laughing. The punchline for the joke about the presidential election was this. Those presidential elections were just like any other premium porn movie, regardless of the story's twists. We all know the ending. From The Express, Catherine Ryan took home the award for Best Female Entertainment Performance at the National Comedy Awards for Stand Up to Cancer. While accepting her award and making a heartfelt speech, she stood up for Jimmy Carr. Carr's been a little kerfluffle lately about some of the jokes he made about travelers, not people on vacation, a group that is sometimes referred to as gypsies. During her acceptance speech, Catherine paid homage to the late Sean Locke, who died last year of cancer. She said, I know that people only voted for my clip because Sean Locke was in it, and I have to say I feel very lucky to have ever spent a moment in his presence. It'll be 10 years in May since I first appeared on 8 out of 10 Cats. Well, most of me first appeared on 8 out of 10 Cats, and I loved it when it evolved into 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, and I always looked forward to the bit where Jimmy Carr would give me the roast joke. This is a genre of comedy that he happens to be the best at. I think it's really important that we all protect that genre, even if people get offended by it. So thank you to 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, Jimmy Carr. And thank you to all the men that let me be on their Channel 4 shows. The Express says the arena of her fellow colleagues erupted in applause as she made her way off stage. Some viewers of the awards were shocked by her words and took to Twitter. Benji Popkid said, has Catherine Ryan just tried to defend Jimmy Carr? At Wine Monday said, not sure. Catherine Ryan saying Jimmy Carr roasting people was not offensive? Was offensive. Sarah Fledding added, Catherine Ryan defending Jimmy Carr in a room full of people who slammed his jokes? Bold. However, most viewers applauded Catherine's support of her colleague, with Holly Hobson writing, anyone else notice the constant Jimmy Carr jokes right up until Catherine Ryan spoke out to support him, and then they suddenly stopped? And let's finish up on Gossip Corner from Yahoo. Marissa Tomei said she recently got in contact with her King of Staten Island co-star Pete Davidson because she realized she never got paid. During an interview with Rolling Stone, she talked about working with Pete Davidson on the 2020 film, and she said to Pete, I never got paid for that day, did you? In this age of transparency, can we talk? Representatives for Judd Apatow and Universal Pictures did not immediately respond to insiders' request for a comment. Despite maybe not being paid, who knows, she said she had a rollicking good time playing Pete Davidson's mother. She was asked about Pete Davidson. You know how Pete Davidson has it with the ladies? Marissa Tomei said, he's just so effing real and he's unfiltered, but very sensitive. So he's almost an irresistible combination, and he's good looking. Even though I played, let's put the mom thing aside, like, let's never mention that again. From iHeart, they said Pete Davidson has finally opened up about what he thinks about Kanye's video. A source told Entertainment Tonight, Pete finds the fact that Kanye included a cartoon version of him in his music video hysterical. He's almost flattered by it all because it's so ridiculous to him. That source said Pete is not threatened by Kanye in any way, shape, or form. He's using this to grow in more ways than one, including for himself and his relationship with Kim. He's turning all the negativity into a positive thing. However, Us Weekly has their own source that says, Pete's trying to make out like he finds Kanye's pranks hilarious, but nobody really believes him. He's attempting to downplay the impact of the video. He actually feels sorry for the guy, but at the same time, he just wishes he could be left alone. And part of my show prep every day, I Google a few terms, Chappelle, Mulaney, Pete Davidson, and it turned up this one. From SI Live, your home for comedy news, Pete Davidson stopped by Danino's Pizzeria in Port Richmond on Sunday evening. He grabbed some food to go. Pete Davidson ordered two pies and an appetizer. That's all SI Live has for us. Did he get a topping? What was the appetizer? Come on, SI Live. I got questions. Somebody answer me. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.